Daf is Daf Pei Zayin. So let's take it from the bottom of Pei Vav. I mean, Bei, the last two lines, the Gemara quotes Machlokas Amarayim. The Gemara says, Itmar, Pirshu Kodim Chatzos, V'chzirin Acher Chatzos. So we saw yesterday that the Chatzos at midnight, so then any food or Evarim left on the Mizbeach at Chatzos becomes Mu'ucha, becomes eaten and by the Mizbeach, and you fulfilled your mitzvah. So what happens if Pirshu Kodim Chatzos, it was removed off the Mizbeach before midnight, and then midnight came, and then they put it back on Acher Chatzos? What's the din? There was a din of Me'uchal or not? So everyone agrees it definitely wasn't Me'uchal because it mitzvah Chatzos, it wasn't on the Mizbeach. The question becomes, Rabba Amar Chatzos Sheni Ochaltan. But if it goes on the Mizbeach the next midnight, the night afterwards, then it would be considered Me'uchalim. The Rav Chista argues and says, Amar Amud HaShachar Ochaltan. He thought, no, even in the morning, if you put it back on after 12 a.m. and it's there for 5 a.m. for Alos, let's say, so then Alos can make it mu'uchal. So that's machlokas. So Gemara wants to know now, what's the basis for this machlokas? So we understand the first opinion of Rabba makes sense. If the first midnight you miss, so the second chatzos is going to mu'uchal. Now where's Rav Chista coming along? Where's Amud HaShachar come from? We don't have any precedents that Amud HaShachar is going to make the food mu'uchal. So the Gemara explains, Amri Bey Rav, my time at the Rav Chista, why does he think Alos HaShachar can make it mu'uchal? Ma chatzos shein osa lina osa equal amud hashachar sheosa lina eino din sheosa equal. So what's going on here? So we know the morning alos hashachar can make any food left out overnight. It's going to have a din of psul lina. So if alos hashachar could make a psul lina, so rather if chatzos can't make lina, but it can make equal, so then certainly Alos HaShachar, which does make Lina, it should be able to make something equal as well. That's the logic of Rav Chista. Just look at inside Rashi, just to make it somewhat clear. Rashi says the very top line here, She'eino osa Lina, la'oso shal ha'aretz. The Chatzos cannot make Lina, that which is on the ground. She'arei kol alayla kasher la'losa min ha'aretz l'mizbech. Ilatu l'chachila, continue to put the food on the Mizbech, la'evarim all night. So we see there is no Lina by Chatzos. But we know there's a din of equal by Chatzos. So if Alos HaShachar can make Lina, so certainly Alos HaShachar should also make equal. So that's the Kal V'chomer of Rav Chista. The Gemara now has a second machlokas. Pirshu kodem Chatzos v'chzirin la'achar Amud HaShachar. So now what happens, if you remove before Chatzos, 11:30 a.m., p.m. rather, they took it off. It was on the floor during Chatzos, it was on the floor during Alos HaShachar. So now what happens? So now according to Rabba, Amar Chatzos Sheni, Ochaltan. Rabba from before was consistent. He doesn't care about Amud HaShachar. Chatzos Sheni, we'll make it a Mu'uchal, that's fine. But for Rav Chista, if it skipped Chatzos, and now it also skipped Alos HaShachar, and then it goes on the Mizbeach, Rav Chista Amar, Ein ba equal li olam, it never has equal, which means Rashi says four lines from the top, ein ba equal li olam, v'chol shepokin yachzer moalin ben achiyasu deshim. You have to forever put it back on the mizbeach until it mamish becomes ashes, in which case then you fulfilled your mitzvah. But so long as it not become deshim, it never becomes meukal, and there's always a violation of meila and a mitzvah to put it on the mizbeach according to Rav Chista. So look at Rav Tosis for a second. He says, Rav Chista Amar Ein Bam Equal Li Olam. But Lekal Meimar Amud HaShachar Sheini Yasa Equal. Why not say the second Amud HaShachar should work to make it Mukal, just like the first Amud HaShachar makes it equal? He says, Mekal V'chomer, Dechatzos Sharei Eino Osalina El Karbanos Hayom Shelefanov. Chatzos only has ability to make Lina, that does not make Lina, only the Karbanos that are prior to it. But Chatzos Sheni, according to Rav Chista, does not have that ability. So just like Chatzos Sheni doesn't work, so to Alos HaShachar doesn't work for Rav Chista either, and therefore it stays forever a requirement to put these the Evarim back on the Mizbeach.
This is independent, that if they get completely burnt, at least we're talking about that they just put them back, and they remain hard the way they are now.
Well, when there is equal? Equal is if it's on the Mizbeach at whatever time we're talking about, it becomes Me'uchal, and even if it's very soft, hard or whatever, hard.
No, I said the other way around. Let's say, according to Rav, who said, to
Rabba.
Rav Chista,
yeah.
Right, who says that Amud HaShachar, let's say they put it back afterwards, and then they have like a thousand korbanos, and they burnt out. Does that mean that even if they get burnt out completely, it only happens after Amud HaShachar?
I'm not sure what case you're talking about. This last case
no,
here.
No, let's say the case of Lina, the case previous. Let's say they fall down and or they took them on the bed to put them back, and then they stay the whole next day till no, I'm sorry, till the next chashot, till the next chatzot. So you have a whole day of korbanos happening in the mizbeach. So what happened with that piece? Even if it gets consumed, it's still we say that.
No, if that gets consumed, then you fulfill the mitzvah.
That's it. So it's in a case where there are no korbanos, let's say whatever, and it remains the way it is hard.
It remains the way it is. I'm not sure. We'll talk about that. I'm not sure. Okay. Well, this maskev Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef asks a question on this. Man leimalan dechatzos beroshu mizbeach mashulei equal. Whoever said that leaving something on the mizbeach itself makes it equal? Why dafka on the mizbeach? Dilma, Rav Yosef suggests. Dilma kol heicha dimishkachala mashulei equal. Maybe no matter where it is, if the food is on the floor somewhere, maybe that makes it equal. Whenever midnight comes, everything becomes equal. Whoever said there's a limitation has to dafka be on the mizbeach. So this was a shaila of Rav Yosef against Rabba Rav Chista. Shalchu mitam, they sent from Tam. Shalchu mitam is always they sent from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says it refers to Rabbi Elazar in particular, was the one who sent back these messages. He was like the authority. He was like the final posek. So he says Shalchu mitam, they sent from Eretz Yisrael. Hilchasak Rav Yosef, he passed like Rav Yosef. In other words, that equal applies no matter where the Evarim are, Bein al Mizbeach, Bein al HaRitzpah, it will be equal, and there is no additional requirement of having to put on Mizbeach against Rabbah and Rav Chista. That whole discussion is no longer relevant. Itmar Nami has also said, Amar Rabbi Chiyah bar Abba, Pirshu, Kodim Chatzos, V'chzirin Achar Chatzos, Lo Nanin, V'lo Mo'alim. Lo Nanin usually means there's no Isser Midrabanan. Lo Mo'alim means there's no Isser Mi'ila Deraisa. I mean, you fulfilled your mitzvah, and we just said don't get hanam midirban because it looks strange. But really, mikra adin, you fulfilled your mitzvah once chatzos comes, even if it wasn't on the mizbeach at the time of chatzos. V'chein tana bar kaparas pirshu kolim chatzos v'chzirin only la'achar chatzos yotin midi meila. They fulfilled the meila even though it wasn't on the mizbeach. Chatzos works for the evarim wherever they are in the Beis Hamikdash. So Tosus says 2 points here. Tosus writes, "Dibur Maschil Hilchasak Rav Yosef Perish Yafa Amar." Not that we pask in this way, but it's a Yafa. It's a nice, it's an appropriate thing. It's a correct thing that he says. Ain't a psak halacha because lo shayach lemifrach hilchas lemishicha. Because if it's a psak halacha, we say, "Well, hilchas lemishicha." Hey, we pask in Shas. What's going to happen when the Beis Hamikdash is rebuilt? That's for Mashiach. That's hilchas lemishicha. So we don't do that way. They're just saying Yafa Amar. We think he's more correct, but we're not paskining any Shas. Tosus points out. Next, also says lo nanin. Rabbeinu Tam having mefarish min haTorah, not like Rashi said that it's, you can't get hana on a derabban level. Even on a deraisa level, you can't get hana. There's no meila. How come there can't get hana? Kevin shem lach mo shem mizbeach umikom akum yatsu midei meila. Kevin dechatzos ochlam. So there is no meila anymore, but there still is an issa deraisa of hana, which means you wouldn't have to bring a carbon meila, but there would still be a violation of deraisa of hana. The Brisker Rav explains what the machlokas is here, based on the machlokas on Pevavam and Beis, about whether or not after one has left the food on the mizbeach, afterwards it became deshen, is there an issa deraisa of hana from the deshen, or not an issa deraisa? This machlokas, he thinks, is the same exact machlokas. Gemara now says, the last few lines of this piece here, actually, I guess it's halfway down the Gemara, Amli Rapapa Labai V'chim Acher D'shalcha Mitam Hilchasak Rav Yosef V'amr V'chir Ba'ava V'chein Tanei Bar Kabara. So now, after everyone assumes that the equal takes place no matter where the Evarim are, so what is the Machlokas Rav Chista B'mai Pli? Rabbi Rav Chista B'mai Pli, what are they arguing on? Everyone else goes against them. So they should also say that Shas Chatzos is equal. So Amar Lei Bishmeinim. They're talking about fatty pieces of meat. Meaning when it comes to the Rav Yosef, the Hilchas Rav Yosef that we said is Shas Ekel, it's a Chatzos no matter where it is, that's talking about a very hard, dry piece of aver. When it comes to Shreim, things are very fat. Rashi says, Afilu Hukshu Lohavi Ekel Deshumnen Ma'akun Mileasos Deshen. The fat prevents it from becoming Deshen quickly. And that's the whole debate by a fat piece of meat. When it comes to a regular piece of meat, then everyone would agree chatzos itself is zman equal. Halfway down the page now. Bai minei Rava mei Rabba. Rava asks from Rabba, Lina mo'eles berosho shemizbech o eina mo'eles berosho shemizbech. When we say lina mo'eles, we say lina takes effect. Does the psul lina take effect on a part of the carbon that's on the mizbech, or do we say that the mizbech protects it from lina happening? So we say lina mo'eles, that there is a psul if the evarim are on the mizbech, or it's not mo'eles, meaning it's protected from lina while Barosha Shel Mizbeach. Hey Chidami, what's the scenario? Ilema de lo yardav, we're talking about a case where you never brought it off the Mizbeach. Well then, what's the Shaila? Hashta lanu ba'azara. If meat was left out overnight in the Azara, and Amris de lo yardu, and if you were to put it on the Mizbeach, we would paskin lo yardu. Barosha Shel Mizbeach, if it's already on the Mizbeach, you have to tell me that you shouldn't take it down. In other words, let's say I've got basa that's in the Azara, on the ground. I leave it out overnight, and Alos HaShachar comes, that's a psulina. I can't put it on the Mizbeach. But if I do put it on the Mizbeach, Imalu, we say lo yardu. So if that's true of something that became lina on the Ritzbah, so certainly lina that may have become on the Mizbeach, we say, well, once it's psulina on the Mizbeach, just leave it there, it's already alu, lo yardu. So that can't be the Shaila, if it's a case of lo yardu, it never was taken off the Mizbeach, it's pashit, you would leave it up there. So the Shaila must be ela de yardu, where you took it off. So what happened was that the Aver was on the Mizbeach overnight, Alos HaShachar came, and we say, just leave it on there. But then they removed it after Alos HaShachar, as it got a psulina, so we say, Im Alu, we pass in the Mishnah Lo Yerdu, but Im Yardu, we also said, then Lo Yalu, don't put it back on. So in this case, we say that there was there a psul of lina that if you do take it off, you don't put it back up? So Gemara says, L'shulchan midaminale, we compare it to the shulchan alechem panim. The Mishnah tells us the Maseches Menachos, that's where the sugyas of Lechem Panim are found. Afilu hein ala shulchan yomim rabim, ein bekach klum. Do we compare it to the shulchan and say, just like if the Lechem Panim remains on the shulchan forever, it's never going to be affected by psulina? Oh, is that how we compare any evarim that are on the Mizbeach and it's completely protected from psulina? And that means if you take it off the Mizbeach, you can always put it back on. Oh, Dilma, or perhaps do we say, Lekarka Medaminale, or do we compare the Mizbeach to the Ritzbah, whereby there would be a Psulina? Rashi explains, if you look at Rashi around 20 narrow lines up, Oh, Dilma, Lekarka Azar Medaminale, Deha Ritzbas Binyan, Hikamosa, Velo Kli Sharis Shulchan. A Shulchan's a Kli Sharis. A Mizbeach, the Mizbeach Hachiton, was not a Kli Sharis, it was attached to the ground, it was just a bump in the Ritzbah, if you will. So do you compare it to the Ritzbah, in which case there will be a psulina like any other part of the Ritzbah, or do we compare it to the Shulchan, where it's somewhat of a klisharis, and we say there is no psulina? That's the suffix. So the Gemara says, Amarlei, ein lina barosha shel mizbeach, that if any evarm remained in the mizbeach overnight till Alos HaShachar, there is no psulina, which means if you take it off the mizbeach, you could put it right back on. There is no psul like the Shulchan. So Gemara wants to know, Kibla Minei Olo, did he accept such a response or not? Remember, Rava was asking from Rava. So Rava says, there's no psulina. Did Rava accept this teretz? So the Gemara quotes a discussion, Toshma. Ditmar, Evarim Shalanu Ba'azara, if any Evarim that were left out overnight in the Azara, Miktav Holech Kol Laila, you could be mocked it the entire night, because as long as Alos didn't come, it's still fine. Lana Barosh, Shel Mizbeach, Miktav Olech Li'olam. If it was left out over on the Mizbeach, you could continue to makriv and maktir all night long, forever actually, Li'olam, forever you're allowed to. There is no psulina on the Mizbeach. Meaning for Evarim and the Azara, you have just that night, and that's it. And it past the nighttime, then it's psulina. But for Mizbeach, it's completely protected from psulina, and you could always be maktir. So, Yardu, what happens if you take it off? So Rabba Amar Yalu, put it back on, because Rabba L'shitaso holds that there is no psulina if it's on the Mizbeach. But Rava Amar Lo Yalu, no, you could leave it on the Mizbeach Li'olam and be Maktir. But the moment Yardu, then he says Lo Yalu, don't put it back up. So we see Rava Lo Shemamina Lo Kibla Minei Shemamina. Rava did not accept the explanation of Rabba, in which case there remains a Machlokas, what's the din of Sulina while Al Rosh HaMizbeach. The Mishnah had said, the Gemara quotes, Kishem Shem Mizbeach Mekadesh, just like the Mizbeach was Mekadesh, the Mishnah also had said that the Kevesh, as well the ramp, is Mekadesh as well, and so to the Klisharis, any Psulm and Klisharis is Mekadesh as well. So Gemara wants to know, quotes a Medrash, Yotan Rabbanan Hanogeya Bim Mizbeach, any Psul that touches the Mizbeach, we say, Imalu Lo Yerdu. So Ein Li Ela Mizbeach, I only know the Mizbeach itself. Kevesh Minai, how do I know it include the ramp too? Tamalamar Es HaMizbeach, that which is Tafel to Mizbeach, including the ramp, is also Mekadesh, the Psulm Imalu Lo Yerdu. What about Kli Sharis Minai? How do I know that as well? Tamalomer Kol HaNogeh Behem Yikdash. Anything that touches the that's Mekadesh, even a Kli Sharis, will be Imalu Lo Yerdu. So look at Tosas, a short Tosas here for a second. The Dibur Masal Kevesh Minayin, the wide lines. Im Tomar le Rebbe Yehuda Damar Azara Mikadeshes Kemizbeach. He holds that the Azara itself is Mikadesh, just like the Mizbeach is. So then, Amai Itzrich Es le Rebuya Kevesh, who came in the yard at Gabe Ritzba, Yala Kol Shekein Kevesh. Rebbe Yehuda has this unique shita that if it's on the Ritzba is also Mikadesh. Im Alu Lo Yerdu, even by the Ritzba, so Kavachomer by the ramp. So he says, "V'yesh lomar d'shema had azara mikadeshes kimizbeach haynu l'ksherin lahakdir le." That's only true of the things that are kosher. Aval psulin lo. Who says that's true of any psulin that's mikadesh the psulin imalu lo yerdu lahach itzirich kra? Even Rabbi Yehuda requires a pasuk to include the ramp. Okay, the Gemara says the last five lines of the Amud here. By minei reish lakish mi Rabbi Yochanan kli sharis mahu sheikteshu. As hapsulin, the klish arts have the ability to mimikadish the psulin imalu lo yerdu. Amarle tanisu, we have a mifurish misha. What's the shaila? It says in the misha kishem shem is beach v'akevish mikadshin as a roi line kach kelim mikadshin. The misha mesachas velchem tells us that the klish arts is mikadish psulin just like the mizbeach and the kevishes. Amarle, the question was lichachila likarev kamibayle. The question was, can you lichachila? Meaning what? If the psulin were placed in the klish arts, is that considered now mikadesh where lichachila I could go ahead and put it onto the mizbeach? Or no, if one were to do that, well, that would be accepted. That's the shaila. Rashi says it a little bit differently, but we're going to assume this way. This is the more, I think, mainstream approach. So if it's already in the klisharis, could I lichachila put it on the mizbeach? So Gemara says, "Hanami tanina Reish Lakish." Rabbi Yochanan tells Reish Lakish, "This is also mefurish mishnah." The Mishnah tells us, going on to now, pei zayin amabez, shekiblu psulin v'zarku es damo. If a possible person accepted it, lichachilu say zarku es damo. Go ahead and do the sprinkling. So we do say, if a klisharis is mekadesh and mekabel psulin, we say lichachilu, go ahead and be makriv it. So my lav shekiblu psulin v'zarku psulin is not a case where the psulim accepted it and they go ahead lichachilu to go sprinkle it. Gemara says, no, it's not one scenario. Lo shekiblu psulin inami shezarkin psulin. We're talking about two different cases here. Either people who are apostle makabalit, or people who are apostle rezarkin. But not to say if you're makabal psulin, we say lichachila duizrika. There are two different cases here. And therefore, there is no raya for the suffix of a Reish Lakish.
What are the klisharis that we're talking about? What they received, the dam?
The dam, yeah.
So according to this, if you put, even if it's not done, if you put a piece of meat, it becomes...
I only know from a dam. If basar goes in there as well, seemingly it should be the same din. There seems to be no distinction here. Uh-huh. I don't think Rashi doesn't point out either one, though. The example we're bringing in... we're talking about if the blood was accepted. If you look at Rashi in the bottom of Pei Zayinim and Aleph just for a second, Rashi says, v'shekiblu psulin v'zarku es damo... Im alu abasar lo yerid. We're talking about the dam being accepted in the klisharis, but then we're talking about putting the meat on the mizbeach.
That's so it would think the klisharis only applies to stuff that you put on the klisharis.
Exactly. I guess it can be because there's things that don't go in there. I guess. Okay. I'm not exactly sure. Okay, so that's that whole discussion. Now we're going to get into a whole other conversation. It's a little bit tricky, this part of the Gemara. Gemara now has an interesting suffix. Avir, we saw this already discussed before, I believe. Avir mizbeach, ki mizbeach dami olo. What's the status of the airspace above the mizbeach? Is that a din of a mizbeach? Or no, that's considered completely separate. So what's the shaila here? So Rashi points out here, Avir mizbeach, it's around six narrow lines down in Rashi. Avir mizbeach, im tala evar psulin, b'avir rosh mizbeach, you're hanging, suspended in the air, is that ki mizbeach dami velo yardu? Olav ki mizbeach dami the yardu. When you lift it up, is that the same thing as taking off the mizbeach? We said before, any psulim that are on the mizbeach, imalu lo yardu, most psulim. But im yardu, we saw lo yalu, don't put it back up. So let's say you suspend that psul in the air now. Is that off the mizbeach, and now that's considered a din of yardu, and then you can't drop it back down on the mizbeach? Or no, the airspace is all considered a continuous part of the mizbeach. That's the suffix. So Gemara now brings a raya, tashma. Kishem Shem is Beach Mekadesh Kach Kevesh Mekadesh. Just like the Mizbeach itself is Mekadesh, so to here you go, Adam. So to the airspace of Mekadesh, he signed off. So Gemara says, "V'i Amris Avir Mizbeach Lav Kimizbeach Dami." If you're going to tell me that the airspace of the Mizbeach is not like the Mizbeach itself, so then Avir Kevesh Nami Lav Ki Kevesh Dami. That means the airspace above the ramp is also not like the ramp itself. So then Heichi Masik Lei. mekevesh lemizbeach. How could you ever bring any avarim from the ramp onto mizbeach? Havale yarud, it's yarud. Remember, there's that little airspace, that little avir bein kevesh lemizbeach. So as you're dragging it over, it goes over the airspace, becomes pasul, and now that's considered yarud. So the Gemara says, dinagirle, the case where you're dragging it on, not wherever you don't lift it up into the airspace, it's being dragged. So yes, part of it's going to be dragging over the airspace, but most of the avarim will be on the ramp or the mizbeach at that very given time. It's not where you lift it up and then bring it over, you drag it up the whole way up the ramp. That's the case. So the Gemara says then, the ha'avir, oh, I guess that's wrong, I'm sorry. The ha'avir yesh, this is a new question now. The ha'avir yesh ben kavish the mizbeach, isn't there an airspace? Even when you drag it, it's still going to go over a few inches where there's airspace. So as it passes over that airspace, as it's avir, isn't it going to become puzzle as you drag it to the mizbeach? Mara says, no. Rubo le kevesh ke kevesh, rubo le mizbeach, mizbeach. Wherever the majority is. So I guess that area is so small, it has to be a case where the limb has to be twice the size of the airspace. Because if it's not that way, that means you have rove over the avir, then it will be puzzle. So you have a 3 foot long leg you're putting on the cow. So now as it's dragging over the airspace, 1 foot's over the airspace, but 2 feet over the ramp. And as you move it over to the mizbeach, so you end up having 2 feet on the mizbeach, 1 foot over the avir. So as long as rove is an area that's kosher, so then that limb is going to remain kosher. I don't know how big it was, but there's a little space between the ramp and the mizbeach. We did point out, Tosis on the bottom, I'm not going to read this inside those who want to, the Dibur Maschil Avir, he does point out, even if you assume there's an Avir though, that the sovev goes around there, so you have to jump over it, you can't step over it. Yeah, so that goes up.
What you do, it doesn't go to the ramp.
Yeah, so he talks about that as well, exactly. So, okay. So the Gemara then says, so now once we establish that, Tivshe Miha, let's answer the following Shaila. Hadibai Rami Bar Chama, Yesh Chibur Le'olin, Olo. Is a Chibur when it comes to Olin? That means, let's say, you have a certain part of the limb that became puzzle. So do we say that you just cut it off, or everything remains connected to each other? So the Gemara says that, let's answer the question as follows. That Tivshe de Yesh Chibur, that there is Chibur. Because if there weren't chibur, that means as you drag over the limb over from the ramp to mizbeach and pass over the avir, so if there's no chibur, we should view that limb that's over the avir, over the avir rather, as separate and just cut it off. It must be that no, we view the avir as chibur. Everything's connected to each other. As long as rov of the avir is over the kevesh or the mizbeach, the part that's over the avir will be completely fine. So there is a din of chibur. So let's answer Rami Bar Chama's question that there's chibur by olin. The Gemara says, Halakasha, Tifshe, you're right. If there's no other question than this, if that's your only question, so then in a chanami, your question will be answered, and we would paskin yesh chibur le'olam. So then the Gemara says, Maskiv l'arav, abarav chanan, v'yamris avir mizbeach mizbeach, back to the question of whether airspace and mizbeach, if you assume that avir mizbeach mizbeach dami, so olas ha'of de pasla b'machshava heicha mishkachas le. How could you ever find an olas ha'of that gets malika that will ever be pasul b'machshava? What do you mean? Ha'kalta mizbeach. The moment you do malika, the malika of the olas ha'of is on the mizbeach. So even if you do have a psul machshava, once you're up there, you're holding in the air, the coin's holding in the air, and he uses his finger and he cuts it off. He does the malika. So let's say you have a psul machshava, the coin. But he's on the mizbeach already. So the moment he's on the mizbeach, it protects it. It's already imalu lo yerdu right from the beginning. So you can never have a psul machshava when it comes to an olas ha'of, because the moment you do, it's fine because you're on the mizbeach and it's already kalta, it already protects it, and you can leave it the olas ha'of on the mizbeach. So it must be that the avir mizbeach is lav k'mizbeach dami, and when you're holding in the air to do malika, it's not on the mizbeach. And right now, as you're holding in the air, it becomes pasul psul machshava, and you should really throw it off the mizbeach. If you end up dropping it, so then we would say imalu lo yerdu. So we conclude from there must be avir mizbeach is lav k'mizbeach. Otherwise, we would never have a psul machshava by olas ha'of.
Yeah, because the whole thing is about, I understand now, the whole union is about machshava shelo bizmana. So he can't, because, right, so the moment that he killed it,
he's already there.
He cannot think of anything later because it's happening as he's doing it.
Well, I'm not sure how many blogs doing it. I thought the point was because it's it's already collated, meaning it's already the din of imalu lo yerdu.
I think it's at the moment that he's doing melika. How could he think of doing it later if he's doing it at that moment, meaning the mashkar?
Oh, I don't know if that was a point.
Maybe not.
I thought the point was the moment he becomes pasul, it becomes kosher because the avir mizbech is makadish it.
דהיינו במחשבה, במחשבה פיגול, מכיוון שמליקת עולת העוף נעשית בראש המזבח, הרי קל תעביר מזבח לעניין שאפילו אם ילין אותה שם במשך הלילה, יוכל להקטיר אותה למחרת.
Because the מזבח is מקדש, even פסולן.
ומאחר שניתן להקטיר אותה למחרת, המחשבה להקטיר אותה אז, לא תפסל את הקורבן.
Right. So again, the moment you do the...
Meaning... that no matter what he does, it's always, it's never out of Zman. Love is Zman.
Now as Zman, I think it's never not puzzle. I mean, even when it is puzzle, Mimela becomes Kadosh because it's in the Avir of the Mizbeach.
Right? If he leaves it overnight, Yachol Yaktir Ota Lemachar. He can give it tomorrow. Why? Because it's already in the Mizbeach, right?
Right. Imalu lo yerdu.
Mechar sheniten leaktir ota lemacharat, and since he can do it in the morning, the next day, hamachshava leaktir ota az lo tifsol et hakorban. Meaning that there is no such a thing as chutz lizmana because it's always bizman. Is that
right? That's the added point now. He says it's always bizman as well. Once you're allowed to do it bipsul, everything's always considered bizman.
You can never have a machshava al shelo bizmana because whatever you do, it's always bizman.
That's the added point. I hear. I'm not sure if you need that, but I hear that added point. That's what Rashi says also. Very good. So then the Gemara says, Maskiv la Rav Simi bar Ashi alam alo mishkach. So why can't you find it? I could think of a scenario where there could be a psul machshava by olas haof, even if you assume aver mizbeach tami. Kegon damar hareni molka al manas lahorida lemachar ulalos of laktira. If I have in mind to do malika on condition to bring it down tomorrow and then bring it back up, and that would be a psul machshava if you take it down. So the Gemara says, so that makes sense. So that's a case where psul machshava would apply to olas haof if you plan to take it down. So Gemara says, Hanich l'Rava, this makes sense according to Rava from the previous discussion in Amr Aleph, De Amar Lina Mo'elas Barosha Mizbeach, that there can be a psul Lina while on the Mizbeach. So there's a psul Lina, and we say, is there already Imalu Lo Yerdu, but if you end up taking it down, so then the psul Lina will take effect. In Miyardu, we would say Lo Yalu. So since there can be a scenario in Miyardu Lo Yalu, there can be psul Machshava Zman. El Rabba, who held Amar Ein Lina Ma'alas Barosh Mizbeach, where it won't be affected, that Lina doesn't kick in if it remains on the Mizbeach, Lassel Machshavasa. So there was not any Psul Machshava for Olas Oof, because as Ricky said, that everything's always Bizman. There's no such thing. Everything, once on the Mizbeach, it always remains that way. So the Gemara says, La Rabba Nami Mishkachas, you could also have a case for Rabba, Kigon Damar Hareini Molka Amnas Lahorida Kodam Murashacha, which is prior to the Lina kicking in. Ulalosa la'achar murashachar. According to him, if you take the olas off down onto the ritual before alos, so now it's in the azara, and then alos takes place, there will be a psul lina on it, and then when you bring it back up afterwards, that will have a din of a psul machshavas zman of an olas off. So Gemara now says, last two lines of the Amud here, la'ach gisa mi'atifsha, we can at least answer now, davar mizbeach, it's k'mizbeach, dami why? Because these hakadaitach aver mizbeach lav k'mizbeach dami. If it weren't to be the case, then chatas haof psula hecha mishkachas hehechi. How are you ever going to have a psul chatas haof? So if you look at Rashi in the top here, chatas haof psula shemalka barosha mizbeach shalol lishma upasla. You did the malika of the chatas haof on the mizbeach shalol lishma. We know shalol lishma disqualifies a chata. So this is a chatas haola. The Afa gab the nasis lamata, even though the chatas of is supposed to be done on the ground, on the ritzvah, on the azara, ha'amar mitle'el, we said earlier in Daf Samech Gimel, malka b'chol makam b'mizbeach k'sher. If you do it on the mizbeach as well, it's kosher if you do the malikas chatas of. V'lo p'tasol mala didei elabaza. V'heicha de malka b'psul b'rosh ha'mizbeach, and when you do the psul in the malika, shalol l'shma, on the mizbeach, the kaim lama you hold b'chol psulin imalu lo yerdu, any psul that remains, or we say don't take down, Hechi shari le mar laazos midama hare magbia matis kisha ochizba umaza havale yarid. What's going on here is, let's say you do the chatas of on top of the mizbech. You didn't have to, you could have done it on the azara, but you decided to do the chatas of. You did it l'sholo l'shma. So you did a malik in the air, you're holding in the air, you do a malik l'sholo l'shma. It's possible. But imalu, once it's up in the mizbech, yardu. So the problem is now, but now when you take it outside the mizbech, it's not on the ground anymore, but rather it's in the airspace. So now it becomes yard, it becomes removed from the mizbech, and you shouldn't be able to sprinkle it. So the fact that we say a chatas of that was done on top of the mizbech, we allow you to go ahead and do the sprinkling, it must be because the other mizbech is kmizbech. Again, just to say it one more time. You have the chatas of on the mizbech, and you do the malika. It's possible, shalal l'shma. So you say, once it's there, do the sprinkling, do the dam. Now I pick up the oaf and bring it to the corners, but once I pick it up, I'm bringing it out of the airspace. It's now no longer the mizbech. If we assume avir mizbech, lav kmizbech dami. And once it's yarid, I can't put it now back on the dam. I have to take it and just throw it off the mizbech somehow. So the Gemara says, it must be the fact that we allow you to do this, that must be that the avir mizbech is kmizbech dami. And even when you lift it up, it's always considered as part of the mizbech. No, because we don't care a kosher one if you take yardu or not yardu, it doesn't make a difference. Yeah.
It's just because here you would say yardu leyalu and that's it.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So the Gemara says, Heichemase, midama, havale yard. The moment you lift it in the airspace, it becomes yard otherwise.
Right.
And sharp psulm as well. Heichizarkla, midama, how are you, any other psul that's up there, mizbech, the moment you lift it off the mizbech and you put it to do sprinkling, it's now considered yard. Must be that avir mizbech is kmizbech, dami. Gemara says, no. Dimagilu. So, no, it's a case where you didn't do sprinkling, you didn't throw the blood anywhere, rather you just had to touch the corners, you touched the walls wherever it had to go, you just touched everything, you didn't lift it up, you kind of dragged it around. Whereas that doesn't make any sense. Ha-hazah, you need to do hazah, which is a sprinkling, and this, what we're describing, is called mitzvayhu. Mitzvah is when you press it against the corner, against the wall, we need to do a throwing, a hazah. And hazrika, and that's a zrika for the chatas of, is supposed to go on the walls, a shvichi, that's called pouring, that's not called throwing. Oh, not only that, ki derech hazah bakach, derech zrika bakach. So that's how you have to do, is this considered a hazah? That's called, is this considered derech hazah? Is this called derech zrika? Because for the chatas of, you need a hazah, and for the behemah, you need a zrika. When you do the maga, your mitzvah, that's not hazah, that's not zrika, you're not accomplishing anything. So Gemara ends up concluding, Amar Ashi, Idinakale Barosh Mizbech, Hachanami, you're right. If you're standing on the Mizbech, everyone would have paskin that Avar Mizbech is Kim Mizbech Dami. The whole airspace is. The whole Shalat here is Hachana Ki Kamar Ditalanu Bakanya Mai Teku. It's where the guy is standing on the ground, but he's holding at the end of a stick a chicken over there, oh. And that's case where not, if the guy's on the coins on the Mizbeach, so then all that's considered part of the Mizbeach. But if he's on the Ritzbah, but he's holding a stick, the chicken suspended over the, or not, whatever the bird is, over the Mizbeach, that's the Shaila. Does it go based on where he's standing? Or since he's in the Avir in the Mizbeach, is it considered Mizbeach? I mean, which the Gemara says there's no answer. It's going to be a Teku. Everyone have a wonderful day.